This is Brain Hug Meditation. Hi, everybody. It's Kaz. I'm going to say this, and not everybody is going to agree with me, but here goes. Daily meditation is easy. Okay, don't chase after me. Don't send me angry emails and messages. We just make it hard. My students time and time again ask the same questions. How do I start a meditation practice? How do I maintain and sustain a meditation practice? How do I restart a meditation practice? Nearly every class I get one or all of these questions. And I know exactly the reason these questions pop up. We've been fed a steady diet of, if we don't do meditation in a certain way, for a certain amount of time, several times a day, that we are doing it wrong. And it's our fault and our shortcoming. I'm here to tell you that is incorrect. First, there is no fault. We've heard about it, thought about it, been recommended to do it, read about it, watched the YouTube videos, talked about it, and we still aren't doing it regularly and consistency. So we are lacking in some way. I call BS, and here's the reason. Life. Life pulls and pushes us. It demands, not requests, our attention. Life is distracting and diverting. We get calm ourselves by scrolling, doom scrolling, swiping left, down, and right. We sit in front of our big and small screens and zone out. I'm not only just talking about other people, I'm talking about myself too. The difference is I catch myself pretty much before I get sucked down into the vortex. This morning, after a stressful day yesterday, I stood in front of my water filter, filling my hot water pitcher, and I just took deep breaths in and out when I felt that anxiousness arising. I wanted to reset for a new day, doing my best not to bring the stress of yesterday into today. And guess what? It helped. And it didn't help just because I'm a teacher. It helped because I tried it and I breathed it. But we don't pause. We start winding up the moment we get up. Take out the dog, feed the kids, do a quick load of laundry, answer texts, emails, and calls immediately. If we go to a job outside the home, what am I going to wear? We pound down a coffee or three. We aren't savoring any moments. And it takes just a moment to do all the things that I advocate. Sure, a dedicated practice of sitting or walking or moving meditation is the quote-unquote ideal, whatever that means. But by ideal, I mean concentrated time where we aren't disturbed and the environment is quiet, the perfect environment. And yes, I'm going to tell you right now that a consistent practice is the most beneficial. Meditation is a cup that continues to need to be filled. We are the cup. Do you go to the gym? You go running, cycling, you do Zumba? All of these things are very important for the body and to release the endorphins and the feel-good hormones for the mind. Meditation is the same thing. But we feel like we aren't doing anything. We're just sitting or walking slowly and breathing. Our bodies are assaulted on a moment-by-moment basis with external and internal stress. Our environment will throw stuff at us at all times of the day and night. Things we have to navigate, and our minds are so busy thinking about yesterday, tomorrow, and maybe what is happening right at this moment. Think of meditation as a workout for your nervous system, a psychological, mental, emotional workout which also has physical benefits. It can release tension, which helps to relieve pain, which helps the digestion. And if you're anyone who suffers with any kind of chronic or acute pain or any conditions such as migraines, cramps, lower back aches, high blood pressure, fibromyalgia, and on, meditation gives our minds and bodies an opportunity to reset, an opportunity to release oxytocin so it floods our system and helps us feel good or better. Are you on any medications consistently that you must take every day? Well, as cliche as it sounds, meditation is a kind of medication. You can't do without your prescribed meds, but you also need to look at meditation. Woo! My tongue is getting twisted today. Look at meditation as prescribed medication that you have prescribed for yourself to enhance the way you function. Of course, as a master meditation teacher, I will sit and meditate every day. I do my best to do walking meditation every day. And it's been said, if you don't have time enough to meditate, meditate more. Well, I'm not totally in alignment with that. When you start in and get a routine, yes, you may find it easier to carve out time to do it. But my thoughts are, I want to help you grab those moments during your day where you can do a simple breathing meditation exercise, where you can do something so simple and so readily available that you don't want to live without it. Wherever you are right now and however you are listening to this, do one simple exercise. If you're in your car or walking or standing in line someplace, don't close your eyes. Don't ever close your eyes unless you're absolutely safe. You don't even have to ever close your eyes ever, 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 ever. When you meditate, like a lot of Zen practitioners, do you meditate with your eyes partially open with a non-focused gaze? Yes, you can do that. Or you can keep your eyes completely open and just focus on an object, a flower, a tree, a sign, the water. You have an imagination and it's readily available to use to find a focal point that works for you. Stand, sit, just breathe in and out of your nose easily and effortlessly. No, not in and out of your mouth, and I've talked about this before because the mouth is meant for eating and speaking and a pathway to the digestive system. We don't want air, we want to use our nose, which is meant to be used for breathing. That's how we want the air. Not any way possible. Okay, caveat. Some people may have stuffy sinuses or be experiencing a cold or breathing issues. I hear you. Do your best. Start with what I call an easy, effortless, organic, natural breath in and out of your nose. Not too shallow and not too deep. Get in a rhythm of that. Then feel in your chest for your heartbeat. Don't even put your hand on your heart. Just feel for it while you're breathing. And yes, not everyone gets it the first time, and that's okay. Breathe and feel for your heartbeat. Breathe, heartbeat, breathe, heartbeat. And once you do feel your heartbeat, just breathe 3 or 4 more breaths. And guess what? That is meditation. Ta-da! I teach this meditation to anyone who approaches me and has those 3 questions I mentioned. Or tells me, I can't meditate. I've tried. It just does not work. I can't do it. I want to do it. I've been told I need to do it. I've been told to do it and do it. La, 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 la. And when I teach them this simple exercise, you should see the look on some people's faces when I tell them, that's meditation. They've been told over and over and over and over and over again that it's something more complicated. And if they don't do it the way that X, Y, or Z teacher, master, sage, guru, expert, celebrity tells them to do it, that they're doing it wrong. No. You aren't wrong. You just bought into the hype. Although I love moving meditation and walking meditation, and I appreciate sitting meditation. Simple breath meditations can change your life. Breathing is not a part of the process. It is the process. Stick with me. Let's do this together. Thanks for being here. Be good to yourself and be good to others if you can. I know it can be hard these days. I know we can do it. And if we can't, then don't engage. Move along your merry way and let people go their merry way. Okay, I'm sending you lots of love and compassion. Take care.